Hey, welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. Man, the fall harvest of 2019 has been a one-of-a-kind. But thankfully, we have a one-of-a-kind organization that has come to the rescue of a lot of folks who have had a tragedy or a problem that they cannot surmount, and the neighbors are just not able to come to their rescue. So Farm Rescue does. Dan Erdman is the marketing communications officer for Farm Rescue. How's everything in Dan's world today?
Starting to dry out a little bit, but I know everyone's pretty waterlogged, so I'm looking forward to hopefully some more sunshine and wind in the coming days here, Mick.
Yeah, today would a little less sunny than promised, I think, but
yeah,
tomorrow and the next day, cool. I guess cool is good, but sunny is dry things out. That's what everybody wants. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like you said, it's been one for the history books, and hopefully history that doesn't repeat itself anytime soon.
Right on. All right, so have you had an incredible increase in the number of cases that Farm Rescue has served this fall for a variety of reasons, or has it been about steady?
I would say it's probably been about average for us, and maybe even a little below average. And I think the reason for that is obvious. It's just it's been so hard to get at everything out there. We're still getting applications for the injury and illness. There's still a big reason that we're out there helping people, but with how wet things have been, there was a lot of wheat that went unharvested that we were supposed to be helping with, and just that long stretch there where nobody was in the fields, and even now we're kind of easing back into things, and there's a couple areas we're just now getting back into those fields that are dry enough to allow our equipment in there to help out. But it's definitely been a frustrating year for us, and I mean for everyone, I guess, in this region.
Kind of a interesting, I guess, unintended consequences, I guess the wrong terminology, but because of the less lowered activity going on out there, there have been fewer accidents. So I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But then
you can look at it that way. There's your silver lining, Mick. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I saw on social media yesterday of a grain bin death in Illinois. And man, just those are so sad. So farming is such a dangerous occupation, and so many tragedies do happen. Do you have kind of categorized the different needs that families have brought to your attention this fall?
It's been a mixture of different things. We have those kind of freak injuries that happen. It may be a fall from a building that leaves them unable to carry out their usual work, or it may be a farmer battling cancer. We get a lot of those where they have to be away from home and for an extended period of time. And so we get our volunteers together to come in and harvest up to 1,000 acres usually. But again, it's been real slow going with especially with the soybeans and the corn here now. So really hoping that we can get a little more work done before the snow stays for good.
Yeah. Now, labor has been a big issue, especially like with the sugar beet guys. They just they're temporary, or people who take vacations. Nothing worked out time wise. How are you doing for volunteers? Are your volunteers with you there, or did they have to go back?
We've been pretty lucky on that front, and it's because we have a lot of volunteers that come, year after year, that they block out, a certain time in their schedule to come out here and help us. Every year, a lot of them do, and so we've been lucky to be able to have our volunteers here when we need them. They just haven't had as much to do the last few weeks here. We're still keeping them busy with DOT inspections and moving equipment and prepping it for when we can go, but it just hasn't been quite as busy as it normally is this time of year. But those volunteers are great. They're here to help in every way, whatever way that they can, and they're just looking to help out any farmer in need.
The geographic coverage area that you serve is been expanding for the last few years. Montana, Iowa now. Are you going into like Wyoming or other areas too?
It's kind of hard to predict the future. I know the game plan is to keep expanding when it's possible. We don't want to stretch ourselves too thin, so it's been kind of a slow growth since the beginning. We are up to, like you said, six states that we assist now: Montana, Minnesota, the Dakotas, Iowa, and Nebraska. But still, a lot of our cases are up around this area, and I think it just has a lot to do with this is where it all began, and this is where we're still most well-known. But we're trying to get the word out that these services are offered in these other areas. And I think down the road, yeah, the door is definitely open to keep expanding when possible. But like I said, we don't want to overextend ourselves either and be able to follow through on everything.
Trying to do too much. It sure is easy to do that. Wyoming yeah. is on the map, so that's why I asked. But I see it's none there. A lot of help around the Black Hills this year, on the east slope of the Black Hills. A lot of ranchers and hay hauling down there.
You know, a little bit this, I guess, in the spring, but more of so down around Nebraska is where we focused a lot of that. And I know that we talked with you quite a bit back then and letting you know how things were going with our Operation Haylift. When all was said and done, I think we delivered more than 125 or helped coordinate more than 125 loads to, you know, ranchers that had experienced some of the catastrophic flooding down in Nebraska and parts of Iowa and even in parts of South Dakota. What we've helped, I guess, in the Black Hills area would have been there was a wildfire, I think that was almost 2 years ago now, mm-hmm. That we had hauled some hay down to some of the ranchers affected by that. I think it was the third largest wildfire they had, the Legion Lake fire down there around Custer State Park. And so that's where a lot of that hay hauling came in. It's still right around that same time that we were doing our first Operation Haylift for the Western Dakotas during the drought. So that was definitely a busy year for us, just as this one has been.
Well, it's planting, haying, hay hauling, harvesting, and livestock feeding, the categories of help you give. Are you still taking applications for this fall, or have we moved on to next spring?
We're kind of full up on harvest cases, and it's just because we're getting so late into the season now, and we have been so backed up the last few weeks. We're always taking applications for that livestock feeding assistance. And again, it may just be our volunteers coming in to operate someone else's equipment to help them, you know, for a week or two in feeding their cattle. We do have a couple pieces of equipment of our own to help with that. So we're still taking applications for that livestock feeding assistance. And then it won't be long before, again, we'll be taking applications for spring planting. So people can check out our website, farmrescue.org. You can apply right there, or you can call our office, 701-252-2017.
All right. Dan Erdman, marketing specialist there for Farm Rescue. Also on the website, details on the Farm Rescue Banquet, which is a wonderful experience, having been there Saturday, November 23rd at the Clarion in Minot. Why should someone go to the Farm Rescue Banquet that you always have in November?
Well, and you said you've been there too, Mick, and Laura was love to see you there. So if you feel like making that trip, please do. But it's something that we very much look forward to all year as staff members of Farm Rescue, because it's really the only time of year that we have an opportunity to get our volunteers and the assisted farmers and our sponsors all together in one room. And those are kind of the three cogs of what we do. So for them to be able to speak with one another and hear firsthand what's being done and in many cases the difference that sponsorship dollars and individual donations are making is really special. And it's a very touching evening. It's a lot of fun. We have live entertainment. We have a four-course meal. And you get, like I said, you get to hear from firsthand from the farmers and ranchers that have received assistance from Farm Rescue and how big of a difference that's made in their lives. So something that we love to be a part of, and we hope lots of people attend this year's banquet. Again, that's up in Minot. And if you're just wanting to check it out, you don't have to be a volunteer or an assisted farmer or a business sponsor. Anyone can come check it out. It's $25 a ticket, and it's an evening you won't forget.
It is, the meal is worth that, but then of course you in the auction, silent auction, you could win a big screen TV, as you mentioned, a lot of happiness there, a lot of great stories, which do inspire the waterworks every now and then. So, but that's okay.
Absolutely.
Alrighty.
You bet. And I should mention too, we're you brought up the silent auction. We're always looking for items for that. So if you're someone that makes things that would be good to include in that silent auction, or you want to just donate any item to our silent auction, all those proceeds go right back to helping future farmers and ranchers in crisis. So give us a call at the office here, 701-252-2017, or shoot us an email, just info@farmrescue.org, if you have anything you want to contribute to that silent auction.
All righty. Super. Dan Erdman, Farm Rescue, thank you, and we'll check in with you later. Have a good 2 months to go to make that charitable donation before the end of the year, and do that at Farm Rescue also.
Thanks, Mick.
You're welcome, Dan. Thank you.